The Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe is pushing back at suggestions he should raise official interest rates to cool Australia's red-hot housing market. Dr. Lowe says hiking interest rates wouldn't be appropriate and would do more harm to the economy as it continues to pull out of the COVID crisis. But he's warning rates will eventually rise. Here's our senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
For the past year, Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe had a consistent pledge that the near-zero cash rate would remain frozen until at least 2024. But when the economic facts change, namely rising inflation, the RBA's reality changes, updating what's known as guidance to financial markets that the 2024 low-rate stake in the ground had been dumped.
It is also now plausible that a lift in the cash rate would be appropriate in 2023. I recognise that some other central banks are raising rates, but our situation is different.
The prospect of an earlier than expected rate rise now in 2023 might still seem a long way off, but easy access to cheap money continues to fuel surging real estate prices in Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane. So would the Reserve Bank use its interest rate lever to cool the white-hot market so prospective buyers have a shot of getting in? Philip Lowe bristled at the suggestion.
That is not on our radar screen. It's not something we're contemplating. I don't think it would be appropriate. Certainly, a lift in interest rates now would take some of the steam out of the housing market, but it would also mean fewer people had jobs and wages growth would be even weaker than it currently is. That doesn't sound like a very good trade-off to me, and it's not one that we have a mandate to make, or even I think it's appropriate to make. It's more important that people have jobs.
But responding to AM's questioning at a rare media conference, Philip Lowe had this warning for borrowers who've taken out eye-watering loans to swarm the housing market in what's known as the fear of missing out.
I do think that both lenders and borrowers need to be aware that interest rates will rise again. They're not going to rise again quickly, and I think they're not going to rise next year, but it's possible that they go up in 23.
Economist Chris Richardson worries the Reserve Bank might have jumped the gun in pulling back stimulus and bringing rate rises forward.
Look, they may have moved too early. There is good news in the economy, and that's part of the reason you're seeing inflation in Australia and around the world.
But in what might be bad news for borrowers, the latest budget monitor from Deloitte Access Economics says signs of inflation means a faster economic recovery and a much improved budget bottom line.
We actually see $45 billion less by way of deficits. Better news despite Delta, despite lockdowns, despite the fall in iron ore prices.
While the Reserve Bank remains dovish on rate rises, for now at least, some economists still see official rates rising next year. And that's demonstrated in fixed interest rates, which have been gently tapping higher over the past few days in anticipation of a higher rates world.
Peter Ryan.